Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thank you very much. Right, this is a little bit, one of them ones again.
A little bit? Whoa.
Right. More than 820 million people in the world don't have enough food to eat. And since 2015, the number of undernourished people in the world has been rising the first time in decades.
Oh, my God.
So, to fight global hunger and increase food security, the demand for crops like soybeans, currently a large source of protein for both humans and the animals humans eat, will require large amounts of water and is driving deforestation in South America. Mind you, with Bolsonaro gone, maybe that's not going to be so bad.
Yeah, well, it's a sliver of silver lining there.
Leading to more environmental damage. So alternative food sources and alternative food systems are essential, right? One potential food source for both humans and the eatable animals is algae.
I love the idea of being the eatable animals and the non-eatable animals.
Algae, yeah. Okay. Now, humans have eaten macroalgae like kelp and seaweed for thousands of years.
Yeah,
but
true.
Recently, attention has turned to their potential of their microscopic cousins, you know, that green stuff that's in ponds.
Yum, yum, yum.
Delish.
Right, microalgae are protein-rich organisms found in fresh and salt water. They contain amino acids, essential fatty acids, including omega-3, 6, and 7, and vitamins A, D, and E. So there's lots of stuff going on there, do you know what I mean? They vary a bit depending on what type it is. So far, there's two currently on the market for human consumption. First is chlorella.
Chlorella.
I changed that because when I first read that in my mind, I just read cholera.
Yeah, I was going to say that's not a good name. They should work on that one.
Yeah, yeah. And second is Arthrospira, or more commonly known, spirulina.
Oh, yeah.
Which, yes.
That's another thing I hear. I always think that's a really good name for a fairy.
Spirulina.
Quick, yeah. Ring the bell. Here comes spirulina. They're both rich and rich. Anyway, there's a small-scale microalgae farm in Iceland.
Oh, classic.
And they're using geothermal electricity to power LEDs, LED lights, in transparent tubes called photobios.
Spirulina could be the name of Björk's next album.
Yeah.
Scans.
Right, instead of cultivating it for human food, the algae is fed. This done my head in when I read this. Is fed to fish in aquaculture, replacing unsustainable fish meal. Millions of tons of wild fish are caught every year in order to feed farm fish.
Get that algae in there. Well, we don't need that.
What's the point? Just. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Other companies are developing ways of mass producing algae. From New Mexico, they're grown in ponds of brackish water. And in Scotland, a company hopes to produce algae using wastewater from whiskey distilleries.
Which claims is
nutrient-rich and perfect for cultivating microalgae.
Yum. If you told me that it was, you know how people get really into, like, you know, the region a grape came from to make wine, and then there's also people looking into, like, the different types of, you know, wild yeast and you know, beers and stuff. You could get right into that in algae. I feel like that's the next little, you know, fancy food trend going on.
It also has the potential to reduce the amount of land we use to grow protein. A paper published last year said microalgae produces between 4 and 15 tonnes, bit of difference there, of protein per hectare per year compared to 0.6 to 1.2 for soybeans.
Oh, soybeans aren't good, are they?
But there are some bad algaes, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Because
when I was a child in Canberra, sometimes in summer we couldn't swim in the lake, which was awful because it was filled with blue-green algae.
Yeah, well, there's also that algae that's really toxic to dogs as well.
Oh,
so
we're
not recommending you go out and just start eating algae off ponds, folks.
No, don't do that.
No.
Please don't do that. But we've got to do something, right, to try to sort out, because nothing's happening.
We're
on COP2448 or whatever it is. Nothing's going on. I'm sick of it.
Well, algae could be the future.
Yeah.
A girl I went to school with has started a company that makes bugs for eating, like mealworms and stuff.
Oh, okay. Oh,
wow.
Yeah, and apparently it's really successful, so good for her, which is awesome. And it's kind of one of the same things. It's like got heaps of nutrients.
Yeah.
It's really easy and very like little resource to produce, and apparently tastes quite nice as well.
I actually watched Country Calendar yesterday, which I hardly ever do, and it was amazing. There was a thing about a seaweed farm off the Coromandel, and they've gone right into it, and they're doing it at the same time with Mussel Farm.
Ooh.
And they reckon the water around there, because it helps the water quality as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really good, and they're starting to make real big money on it. Plus, it's really good for the environment because you're not using land.
Mm. Shout outs Country Calendar. Love a bit of Country Calendar.
Yeah, I like it. I should watch it more.
It is great. Did anyone use it as their ringtone for a while? I feel like everybody had a smartphone. There was like a fad. Maybe it was just a Christchurch thing, now that I'm saying it out loud. It was a fad of having the Country Calendar thing as your ringtone, kind of in an ironic way, kind of not.
Definitely didn't cross over to Aussie.
Well, my Motorola Razr had it for a while, so... okay, thank you very much, Rob.
It's all right.
Much food for thought, algae for thought there.
Yeah.
If you've got any recommendations for how you might, you know, cook up some algae, text us on 5395. Interested to
but
hear about
sure
it.
But make sure don't just go to the local pond or whatever. Just don't do it.
Now, we don't have a pond today, do we? But we do have something very exciting.
Yes.
It's the first spin of a brand new single from The Bard.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God.
What's The Bard been working on?
It was a poem I did on here quite a while ago called ... What. And then I gave it to the musical genius, Amelia, and she did her magic to it.
I reckon we better hit this then.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you soon.
Ooh, it's the first spin of this one. That's a bit special.
BFO.
What? Humanity. Not what is kindness, what is greed, what is left, what is right, what is good, what is shite, what is young, what is old, what is meek, what is bold, what is happy, what is sad, what is serene, what is mad, what is us, what is them, what is chaos, what is zen, what is war, what's all this for? All you hear is silent screams and a silent shout. Before it's all over, humanity, sort it out. ... What? ... What? ... What? Humanity. What is not? What is kindness? What is greed? What is left? What is right? What is good? What is shite? What is young? What is old? What is meek? What is bold? What is happy? What is sad? What is serene? What is mad? What is us? What is them? What is chaos? What is zen? What is war? What's all this for? All you hear is silent screams and a silent shout. Before it's all over, humanity, sort it out. ... What? What? Humanity.
We've just had a text saying this is inhumanely good. It is indeed. Dot, 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 what? Brand new track from The Bard.
So good, Rob.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Amelia, as well.
Oh, absolute legend.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Good time to remind you that